If the ionization rate is constant for all ectoplasmic entities, we could really bust some heads. In a spiritual sense, of course.
Change has come to America.
The truth is out there.
Some alien race to come down and threaten us.
The military-industrial complex.
Highly funded yet unofficial government agency.
I've now been in 57 states.
From an air-conditioned bunker somewhere in the heartland, welcome to PID Radio. I'm Derek Gilbert.
And I'm happy to say I am Sharon Gilbert, and I am cool as a cucumber.
Listen to that. We're surrounded by the sound of no ceiling fans.
Oh,
didn't need one today.
It's
yes,
so quiet.
The good news is the air conditioning is fixed. The bad news is that in the process of fixing the air conditioning, they discovered that the furnace is shot.
So between now and whenever we have to heat the home this fall,
yes,
or winter,
Halloween.
They've shut off. Yeah, Halloween.
Yep.
They've shut off the gas to it because it's too dangerous to run.
Usually when they shut off the gas, it's because the government bloodhounds have surrounded the compound and are closing in for the final... Well, that's not happening here. It's just the heat exchanger is cracked and not so good. So,
hey, look, we consider it all joy. Thank you, Lord, because the air conditioner is now fixed. The house is nice and cool, and it was actually within our budget. So
yes.
Praise God. He provided all the money we needed, and we want to thank a couple of listeners because... that helped pay for it.
Amen. It's
every
did.
Little bit helps.
And what a blessing finding a heating and cooling contractor you can trust.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
That's like finding a mechanic or a lawyer that you can really depend on. Those
yep.
are invaluable.
Amen to that.
So we got that going for us, and some other things that we got a lot to talk about to pack into our 15 minutes of fame tonight.
I know. Well, if you listen to the opening clip,
yes.
you may be wondering why we're using Ghostbusters as a clip.
Well, as you know, of course, we're pretty geeky, which is why we were pretty early in the podosphere. I mean, we weren't the pioneers in podcasting.
We were one of the very first.
Yeah, but we were pretty early
in the game. We were one of
the
first ones to sign up with iTunes.
When iTunes was still soliciting, please submit to our, and now you have to go through all kinds of hoops to get on. So we're sort of grandfathered in, and so we're kind of in like Flynn there, besides that, because we are using all these Tweety Spaces and Facey Pages and all those other things, this article caught our eye because it's right up our alley, where geekdom meets the supernatural. Twitter, which we use at PID Radio, mm-hmm. is embarking on a new psychic experiment to test the psychic power of thousands of the Twitter-pated around the world.
Okay,
that's
I'm
an archaic
not even
word.
It is, yeah. It fits.
They're going to investigate remote viewing, which is, if you're not familiar with the term, it's a psychic ability to view by long distance, events.
Well, the Russians were into it back during the Cold War and before
so
that,
CIA.
And so were we.
Yeah, yeah. So it's part of that war of the opposing...
thumbs.
Yes. Mages. We have this sort of not well documented, but it's there. I mean, it is firmly documented, just not well publicized. Spiritual research faction within the U.S. government.
It doesn't surprise me at all. There has been a not even gradual trend toward this belief in sort of a common consciousness, very Jungian sort of eight-upism that, I think I've talked about it on the show before, the DVD, The Voice, don't bother, mm-hmm. Which is preaching the Hindu Buddhist belief that we're all connected, mm-hmm. and that we are God. Gupta is God. Not much of a wow.
No.
But that we're all connected and we're creating the reality around us, to which I say, look, if you don't like the way it is, change it. And, because I'm not – I don't care. I'm not participating in it.
Yeah.
And don't blame me for it.
And to borrow an illustration given by Ravi Zacharias, a Christian philosopher and logician for these people who believe that they can change reality just by thinking about it a certain way, when it really comes right down to it, they still look both ways before they cross the street. Because when you're halfway there to the other side, it is either you or it is the bus. You cannot both occupy the same space at the same time. Just as a Christian, you cannot occupy that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and still say, but you know, those Islamists have something there. Maybe Muhammad was.
Maybe we do all worship.
Maybe
the same
we do
God.
All worship the same God. No, Jesus doesn't give you that option, so you can't have it both ways.
No, you don't. Well, but if you're interested in remote viewing, that we've recommended this television show so many times, it's off the air, Millennium. Mm-hmm. You can get the DVDs. You can rent them on Netflix. By the way, we are loving our Netflix membership now.
Yeah,
really are. The third season show, I think it's maybe the third season opener, mm-hmm. either the first or second show, called Exegesis, is a wonderful show. Won't give you the plot, but it does have remote viewing right at the heart of it. Mm-hmm. And the number 512 plays a big part of it. Look up Daniel 512. That's all I'm going to say.
Very interesting. We'll put links to that in the show notes at PIDradio.com. Speaking of matters of faith and religion, there is something that's really going to muddy the waters and I think is really going to bring up a lot of bad blood because this is a very convoluted topic with a lot of very strong emotions on both sides. And that, of course, was the murder over the weekend yesterday, May 31st, 2009, of the abortion doctor George Tiller in Wichita, Kansas. Tiller was serving as an usher at his church, a Lutheran church there, when he was shot in the foyer, I believe, or just outside the church. There are people already, including, and this really caught my attention today, which is why I wanted to bring this up, those who profess to be Christians who are saying that it is the tone adopted by pro-life advocates that lead to the type of tragedy that took place yesterday. This comes from a piece written by Susan Brooks Thistlethwaite, who is a professor at Chicago Theological Seminary. In fact, she's the former president of the Chicago Theological Seminary. And she argues that this exposes the fundamental inconsistency and instability in the ethic of life. Because she, in her opinion now, many within the pro-life movement are inconsistent and only argue for life as it applies to unborn children, while at the same time being opposed to life by supporting, say, the death penalty or preemptive war. Now, that's a lame argument.
It is a lame argument,
and it cuts both ways, because those who profess to be pro-choice can thus say they're only pro-choice as it applies to those who are in a position to make a choice.
Mm-hmm.
For example, the preborn child is helpless, is in no position to determine his fate. And so therefore, because they're not in a position to make that choice, pro-choice does not apply to them. I mean, you know,
don't want to get into that, but essentially this is setting up Christians to look like bad guys.
Right.
To make it look like Christians are involved in a sort of jihad.
Yes, and there are liberal professing Christians like Professor Thistlethwaite who will take that view. And again, I think logically this argument just falls flat on its face.
Mm-hmm.
But just watch for this, and this is why we're bringing it up. Not to argue the point, but just to say this is going to be a spark among the tinder, because again, this is a topic where emotions run very high.
Well, there are two things. One, there may be a few out there who call themselves Christians who really do these kinds of things. To which point I have to say, you know what, the Lord rebuke you, because that's just not right.
Yeah.
We are to love, you know, fellow man. You love people mm-hmm. into knowing Christ. You don't browbeat them into knowing Christ. The other one is that it could be that whoever did this is a setup
mm-hmm.
that either knowingly or unknowingly is participating in some sort of a COINTELPRO or whatever they call it.
Right. In order to set up, staunch pro-lifers as being responsible for this. Well, again, I reject that flatly. And it is
No, again, absolutely.
Just watch.
The
just
murder
watch
of this
for
man
this.
Is hideous.
Yes,
it is hideous. I don't like what he was doing. Thou shalt not kill.
Murder. Yeah.
Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord.
Right. God does not need us to serve as his sword.
No, exactly. I mean, he needed people around him loving him,
mm-hmm.
and he may have had it and just chose to ignore it. But again, getting into too much of an explanation, but that's just not the way we're supposed to behave.
No. So while that is stirring things up, of course, we've got the issues still taking place in and around the Middle East, and a report now coming out of Jerusalem that President Obama is going to play hardball to coerce Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu into playing ball on this two-state solution.
Yeah, the New York Times reported. The New York Times reported this morning that thought it was supposed to there for a second. Times reported that Obama was going to play hardball in the UN. We're going to start voting against you, Israel, if you don't play ball with us and get out of the settlements. But mm-hmm. Netanyahu says, no, I think I'll let it grow naturally. You know, if people go in there and they just, you know, it starts to grow naturally. That's a quote. He's going to mm-hmm. let it grow naturally. In other words, they're going to put more houses there.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out, but ultimately we know from Scripture how it's going to play out. Ultimately, it's going to result in a war in the Middle East.
Well, it is, and you know what? It's hard to say what's going to happen over the next few days, because right now, Turning Point 3, the huge, biggest in history mm-hmm. exercise is going on in Israel. Tomorrow is when the sirens are going to sound, and the Israeli citizens throughout the country, north, south, middle, are going to have to find shelter. But at the same time, we've got a missile sitting on the pad in North Korea mm-hmm. that may or may not have a nuke on it.
Yeah. And while the United States press continues to say this could reach Alaska or America's West Coast, yeah, it could also reach Seoul. It could also reach Beijing, could mm-hmm. also reach Tokyo or mm-hmm. any number of Japanese cities.
Any of the ports where the U.S. has ships.
Could reach Taiwan. You know, mm-hmm. it is a very Amerocentric view. Which
or
we,
Hawaii.
Or Hawaii, yeah. Could take out our president's home state. I thought it was Kenya, but that's another story.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
I didn't mean to be snarky there. But, you know, the point being that there are a lot of places that this missile in North Korea could
hit.
Well,
exactly. And it would be tragic for it to hit anywhere.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even want it to hit in the ocean, because the truth is you don't want, if there really were to be a nuclear warhead on board, you don't want any of that going anywhere.
Yeah. Yeah. We did enough of that back in the 40s with all the blasts that took place around the Bikini Island, Bikini Atoll or whatever it was. And
yeah, you know, that explains Godzilla.
Exactly. Exactly my point.
Yep. Yep.
So while that's going on, other issues that we're just keeping an eye on, because they all play into these prophetic trends, or I don't want to call them mega trends, that's probably a trademark term, but these trends that lead toward one world government and a one world government aligned more or less against the nation state of Israel, and certainly against God's chosen people, Israel. And again, we make clear that we differentiate between those two. On Saturday, over the weekend, President Obama, during a speech, told, I wouldn't call it an untruth exactly, but perhaps it wasn't as accurate as it might have been. He said the government's effort to protect our nation's cyber security, which is important in the 21st century, would not include monitoring private sector networks or internet traffic. Now, of course, if anyone's been paying attention to the lawsuit taking place against the major telecoms, you would know that whistleblowers from inside AT&T have documented that the National Security Association, the NSA, essentially routed all America's fiber optic traffic through certain secure rooms that you could only access if you had clearance granted by the NSA.
Mm-hmm.
Room 641A at the AT&T building in San Francisco. There was another room that reportedly was used in Bridgeton, Missouri, which was not far from where the old bunker used to be. And there are other places around the country where every bit of fiber optic information, the backbone of the internet was routed through. I think that was the one in Bridgeton, was where there were some internet links there. has been scooped up by the NSA. They're scooping it all up and then sorting out what they need, what they don't need. Now, this is in direct contravention of the Fourth Amendment of the United States Constitution, in which they say they can only go searching through your stuff if a judge grants a warrant, which spells out what they're looking for and why they have reason to believe you have it.
Well, look, you can't blame Obama. He can't keep track of all these things. He doesn't even know for sure what all the intelligence agencies are. I mean, come on. The guy at the burger joint?
This is another one of the photo ops at a burger. What is he doing this once a week where he goes out to a burger joint to prove his regular guy-ness?
Yes.
And he was at another
except
burger
for
joint.
Over the weekend when he went to a majorly expensive play in New York.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Very green. Got to take the whole entourage. So we've got that going on. Of course, the Big Brother is watching us and has been watching us for quite some time. We've talked in the past about the Intelligence Awareness Office, IAO, which was supposedly, or Total Information Awareness, the Intelligence Awareness Office, which supposedly was shut down when Congress defunded it a couple of years ago, but it just moved onto a black budget and is still operating at last check somewhere in Arlington, Virginia. So, and coincidentally or not, perhaps, IAO was the name of one of the spirits to which Aleister Crowley prayed in the Gnostic Mass. I mean, you can look it up. It's still in the Gnostic Mass, IAO. One or two other points I wanted to touch on very quickly, just because there's just so much going on. Well, of course, now we are, congratulations now on becoming a General Motors stockholder.
Hey, thanks. You too. Right back at you.
Yeah. General Motors and Chrysler, we now own. I'm just wondering, how do we cash in on our stock? We can sell our stock, surely, now that we are the owners of. Do we get this 30
Honey,
years
you
out?
You continue to think that if it makes you feel better.
And the Cubs are going to win the World Series this year, is next year. Well, we could rant on that for quite a while, but
we could, but you know what? And we're all still here.
That is a big thing.
We are
we
all
talked
still
last
here.
Week, of course, about the Pentecost rapture, and we're here.
Well, amen. And we just want to say, you know, for those of you who were looking for Jesus, hey, look, if you're in the body of Christ, you should be looking for Jesus every day. Mm-hmm. Rejoice. You've got another day. You've got more time to share with your family, with your friends, more time to lift him up, to share Jesus with the people that he brings into your path. Rejoice for the extra time. And, you know, in Matthew 25, the parable of the 10 virgins, they clearly, I've said this on the show before, they clearly knew about the time that they were supposed to watch for him, because they were all gathered together in the same place with their little lamps, mm-hmm. watching for him. And he was delayed. Well, the only way you can be delayed is if you have an appointment. He was delayed. And they fell asleep. Mm-hmm. Well, don't fall asleep, people. But at least if it feels like a delay, then rejoice. It's just a fulfillment of Scripture.
Yeah. And it doesn't change the historic evidence for, and again, this is my, you know, apologetics orientation, doesn't change the fact that he lived, died, rose again from the dead.
I mean,
that is all anchored, and that's the cornerstone of the faith. It is based on history, not on a private revelation of something that can't be cross-checked. Multiple witnesses were there, saw it, reported it, and the evidence is there. So if somebody calls out a possible date and it doesn't happen, that doesn't change what did happen and is historically documented.
Exactly. So it just means we've interpreted it incorrectly.
We've got...
I
got
to tell you, I am so prone to doing that.
Yeah. We're really happy to report that we attended a wonderful little church over the weekend and got right involved, dove right in, head first, in a Bible study on Revelation.
Well, I've got to tell this story. We've been looking for a new church, and we're not going to name the church, but we're praying that this works out, because the people just were so nice. We check out churches online. Mm-hmm. If you are a member of a church and you don't have a website or it's not been updated in a while, take a look at it or create one, because that's where especially young people, that's where a lot of your new time visitors, first time visitors, that's the first peek they're going to have at your church. Mm-hmm. We look at statements of faith. I have looked at so many church websites. I look at the activities they have, what men's programs they have, what women's programs they have, what their beliefs are. What are they teaching? Do they have a Bible study that is really, you know, down the line, doctrinally sound. Finally, you and I found a place, and we went over there last night, and it looked like they might not be meeting. And there were various other factors that came in, but we thought, well, we'll leave, and we'll try it again next Sunday morning. They came out. They said, don't leave, blah, blah, blah. We went inside. We had a wonderful study. The Book of Revelation, I mean, that we felt right at home. And, well, and people didn't think we were out there for anything we said.
No, because
and you can bet we spoke up.
Yeah, and we weren't the first ones to raise the possibility that the coming manifestations prophesied in it was Revelation 9 that we were going through, the locust coming out of the pit. Someone else was the first one to say, you know, the enemy might use this to say, well, these are just our alien space brothers coming to take us away and rapture us. And we were like, yes!
So if you're despairing that there's no congregation out there that understands you, well, you know what? Just keep praying for it. We've been praying for a long time, and we may have finally found that answer.
And if you're looking for a place to get some really high-quality and well-researched information on prophecy, remind you that the Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural Conference with Lynn Marzulli, Pastor Russ Dizdar, and Gary Ka, a fellow Hoosier, I found, is coming up this coming Saturday. That's June 6th in Mansfield, Ohio. Mansfield is about halfway between Columbus and the Cleveland-Akron area. We have a link to it at peeringintodarkness.com. You'll find a link there that'll take you to the site with all the information about it. If you can't attend, there will be CDs available of the presentations afterwards, so you'll be able to get that and listen to it. Even if you do go, you may want to get those. You can share those with friends and family. But between Russ Dizdar, Gary Ka, and Lynn Marzulli, you'll get a just a wealth of information about what their studies have led them to conclude, and they'll be sharing that all day long at this conference in Mansfield, Ohio. And again, information at peeringintodarkness.com.
It's top right of the page. Be sure to go there right away. Go there today. Today's Tuesday. I mean, Monday. They need to figure out how many people they have to feed because this the registration includes your
includes
lunch.
Includes a lunch from, yeah, Subway, I believe. And so $15, including the lunch, is a very reasonable cost.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, I think we've run through all our topics and
we've gone 22 minutes.
Well, that's not too bad.
Not too bad for a
15-minute
podcast.
One other quick note. The God Conspiracy, the serialized audiobook, will be available for free beginning 1 week from tonight at podiobooks.com. Now, you're not going to get the whole book all in one shot.
So once a week?
I'll be updating it once a week. You get the first five episodes, and at the rate that it's going, it will probably take, let's see, it was about 25 episodes to get all the way through. And there'll be one episode a week coming after that. But you can subscribe for free, download it automatically to your computer, listen to it, burn it to CDs, whatever. And that will be free. Just part of our clever marketing ploy, which involves no money. So
you know, seriously, what little money we do make on the books, thank you, every one of you who's
bought one. Goes to furnaces?
the refining fire. Oh, I think that's enough.
Well, comments are always welcome, and please send those to radio@peeringintodarkness.com. And, of course, the Piercing the Darkness forum is linked at the show notes site, which is pidradio.com.
And you can follow us on Twitter, and a lot of you have. Thank you very much for signing up for that. Twitter.com/PID Radio, and of course, we're at Facebook. We haven't broken the site yet with our little pictures, but we're trying.
And yes, and if you do use Twitter, we promise we will not be trying to view you remotely. That's
not
just
yet.
Right out. That is right out.
I don't have my third eye yet.
Until next time. I'm Derek Gilbert.
I'm Sharon Gilbert. Bye-bye, everybody. See it now. There's a new day coming. There's a new day coming down. There's a new day coming. Oh, a new day coming. A new day coming. A new day coming. Oh,
edge news and analysis on demand.
This is PID Radio.